We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. There is an interesting dialogue of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, where His Eminence very beautifully shows and manifests the concept of modesty and humbleness and, you know, the concept of being unselfish and, of course, being far away from arrogance. Now, these are all, each one of them, principles of Islam. They are principles of, for example, a Islamic lifestyle, and they are principles of a wholesome human being. So we find that despite that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the leader of perhaps millions of Muslims, he was also the Khalifatullah fil Arz, the Khalifa, the representative of the Almighty Allah upon this earth. But we still see that he was very modest and he was very humble. So, for example, he used to sit on simple mats and he would not sit on luxurious rugs, as, for example, the, you know, contemporary leaders and kings and caliphs of not just his time, but of the previous time as well. One time we find that he asked a person, you know, who the chief of their tribe was. So the chief of the tribe, he very proudly and arrogantly, he said, "I am," you know, in this very haughty manner, in a very arrogant manner. And then the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "No, if you were actually the head and the master and the chief of the tribe, you would not have said it in this way that you did, meaning in this very arrogant and very proud and very haughty manner. So it's a very, beautiful dialogue. Of course, you know, this is relatively simple dialogue, but we find that there's so much that we can learn from these infallible and immaculate imams. It's really beautiful, the idea of humbleness, the idea that even if an individual is in a position or status of power, of authority, of prestige, of fame, that they should always be humble and they should always be modest. And of course, they should stay as far away as possible from arrogance and pride and this concept of I am better than other people. Because of course, you know, as we all know, the concept of arrogance and pride in its negative connotation, because being proud of good things in a positive religious spiritual connotation is not necessarily something that is bad, but being proud in the negative sense and being arrogant arrogant is always negative. We find that these are qualities and characteristics that were manifested by Satan, by Iblis, and it was because of this quality of arrogance that was there, amongst all the other different qualities that were there, resulted in Iblis getting kicked out of the heavens and being cursed for the rest of eternity. This is Dialogue, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Muhammad bin Muslim, one of the prominent companions of the 5th and the 6th Imam, is narrating our 6th Imam where he says, "Atani rajulun min ahli al-jabal." Somebody came from the mountain area, so it's not Medina, somewhere far away. He says, "I went with him to see Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. فَقَالَ لَهُ إِنْدَ الْوِدَى." When this person was doing khuda hafizi and going away now from the Imam, he requested the Imam and he says, "Awsini, O Imam, can you give me some advice? Words of advice that I can carry with me for myself and others." And Imam says, "Usika bitaqwa Allah." The very first thing, that I advise you to always have this consciousness of Allah's pleasure or displeasure in your life. That is the meaning of taqwa. We have to be afraid not of Allah, but afraid of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one, وَبِرِّ أَخِيكَ الْمُسْلِمِ, and to be kind to your Muslim brother. It's important, you know, in the Shia hadith, you will see many times the term mu'min is used for those who believe in the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt. But here the term used by the Imam is not mu'min. The Imam says, وَبِرِّ أَخِيكَ الْمُسْلِمِ, and I advise you to be kind to your Muslim brother. So he's talking about the entire Muslim community there. وَأُحِبُّ لَهُ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ وَكْرَحْ لَهُ مَا تَكْرَهُ لِنَفْسِكَ. This is the golden rule of ethics, that you should like for him what you like for yourself, love for him what you love for yourself, and dislike for him what you dislike for yourself. If that becomes the criteria, there will be no problems in society.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.